Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I got to spend the day with that son that made that, the older one, that made that new opening for me. And it was a nice day there with Christmas. My kids will all be home for Christmas, except for the youngest. He can't come from South Carolina with his expectant wife can't ride a donkey all the way to Missouri. So she's going to stay home. But we will have Christmas on the 6th of January in my house. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas time. And maybe you're like me and you spread it out for a month. And that's okay, too, because it's all about family and coming together. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with praise and adoration for the great God that you are. And thank you for providing a way of salvation for us, that you wanted us to spend eternity with you, knowing we couldn't, knowing that we couldn't redeem ourselves. You sent the Redeemer. You came down as a child that we had to hold. And now you hold us. Thank you, Father. And Father, we do pray for this country and this world. It's a mess. It does need that Savior. Help us to be your witnesses. Help us to be the ones who can convey that good news to everyone. Christ has come, but he's not a baby in a manger. He's a Savior of all the world, if you'd only just believe. Father, protect us. Protect us from the evil one. Keep us from temptation. Deliver us from this evil that we are living with. Father, I know that we are partially responsible for it because we have been apathetic. We have turned to ourselves instead of to you. We have ignored your laws. Grant us wisdom, Father, just as you did for Solomon. And Father, It's painful, but I beg you to please continue to reveal the truth of the corruption and how deep and ugly that it is within our government system. And then help us to know the right way, to remove the corruption and restore the lost principles which are based on your laws in our Constitution. Thank you, God. Protect President Donald J. Trump. Be with all those who are his security, protecting him. And again, Father, I beg you to continue to reveal to us and show us the way. It is in Jesus' name, for such a time as this, we pray. Amen. You know, I came to the conclusion this morning, Rudy doesn't know this, that Biden has been the president of unity. He has united our enemies against us. You knew that was coming, didn't you?
Yeah. Amen, sister.
Did you see that hot air balloon? You remember earlier this year, you know, as we're getting to the end of this year, we're all remembering the things that have happened this year. It would seem that our O'Biden administration knew about this days before it began its journey across our nation, our land. They saw it when it was still out at sea. They'd already made a long journey then. They assure us. They are assuring us that China procured no information from us and that we are at no risk. security is good. They also said there is no open borders from the north or the south, and all is secure. But wait. FBI director just got through telling us 2 weeks ago that the United States is at a higher risk for terrorism than it has ever been before. Terrorism from within. Wonder where all those bad guys came from. They also say, if elected, Trump will punish his enemies and end democracy. Long live the Republic, right? But then they are trying to remove Trump, whom they see as their enemy, from being able to run for president. And they also want to figure out how to stop Americans who like Trump from voting. Thinking. They are very much like the Grinch that stole Christmas. The left is united against American Christians. Maybe I should say our established government. Evil laugh. They are united against American Christians, against American Jews, or really all Jews, American jobs. They're against American oil. They're against American coal. They're against American cuisine. No steaks or pork chops for you, my friend, or lamb. American-owned land, they're against that. They are against life, liberty, and all that happiness stuff. They're against all of that. Did you know, you must understand this, it is, and always has been, the elitist against the rest of us little peasants out here. It's about population control. Remember the words of Scrooge? You know, it starts out with Marley was dead to begin with. But later, when Scrooge is having this conversation, he says, if they would rather die, they had better do it and decrease the surplus population. You know, he never married because he believed in depopulation. They didn't want to have more children in this world. Margaret Sanger wanted to reduce the population, and she hated marriage and family and anybody who wasn't of sound mind. So Down syndromes, people who weren't white. She didn't like anybody who wasn't white. Darwin, his theory was all about depopulation of the earth, too. Hitler, how about Hamas, wanted to remove, kill all Jews. Yes. AOC, they were out to kill all the babies, too, who were Jewish, absolutely, yeah. Climate change is about depopulation. Not the elite. They are oh so special. But you and I, we're just mere peasants on the earth. Who will bring their grapes to them if we aren't here? John Kerry. He knows darn good and well, with no fossil fuel, people will die. But then, he believes he is elite, and that the rest of us need to go. There are too many of us. He says, let them have ketchup. No, that's not what he said at all. So, in my book, not my book I've written, but in my mind, John Kerry is nothing more than a piece of trash. I guess we could call him white trash. You're not supposed to say things like that, and you really shouldn't say it on the radio. But it is about depopulation, and they darn well know it. And with that, I'm bringing on the expert on fossil fuel. And that, oh, man, are you there, Daniel? I just took the whole first section. I am so sorry. Are you there, Daniel?
I am, and it is your show, and I'm just happy to be part of it.
Oh, well, you get the rest of it. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of Power the Future, and that's what we're going to do in 2024. We're going to power the future of the United States of America and maybe the world, but not in an evil way. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Daniel, I do apologize. I didn't expect to go quite that long. I think I got a little overdramatic or something there, but did you have a great Christmas? I know it was a different Christmas for you this year, as it is for my husband. He lost his mother and you lost your father. But hopefully you had some time with the family, or will have.
It was, and thank you very much, and definitely thoughts for your husband as well. Christmas is always a joyous time of year, regardless of what's happening in one's personal life, and try to remember that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's about family, and when you've got one missing, as we do this year, it makes it a little more difficult, but we're doing things to honor her, and I'm sure that's the same thing you've been doing with your father. So our prayers and thoughts are with you. I've thought about you quite a bit throughout this last couple of weeks, because I knew it was going to be tough on you and your mom and family and your brothers. I have in front of me this article that you have written, and I found it, you know, I don't believe in coincidences, but my son was, when I was visiting with him yesterday, and I was talking about one of my Substacks, and I started it out with, I stole a line out of the Christmas Carol, you know, I said, I actually said our souls were dead to begin with, as I was going into the Christmas season and thinking of our Savior and how we needed him because our sins our death. And he's saying, well, you know, that started back with Charles Dickens. He was fighting that, and that's what his character of Scrooge was. They believe in depopulation of the earth. And there is no way that going without fossil fuels is going to be good for America or good for anyone in the world across the globe. And you're your article was very touching here. I was reading it. We can't let fossil fuels die because they keep us alive. And I'm just going to kind of turn it over to you. And I will post this for all those listening. I will post this on Facebook. And you can always go to find it. But this, he wrote this for the Federalist Papers. Go ahead. Tell us about your article.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that. Thank you. And I appreciate the Federalists for publishing that op-ed yesterday. And I did talk a little bit about Dad and his time in the hospital a couple months ago, but I tied it to obviously what I do for a living, which is fossil fuels. And you know, many times I've been on your program, we've talked about fossil fuel industry, we've talked about farmers and ranchers and blue collar workers, and the thread that connects all of them is working towards human dignity and providing a dignified lifestyle for you, for your family. And it's one of the things I love most about the fossil fuel industry is the amount of dignity it provides to us. People aren't freezing right now. People aren't eating rancid food. They're not suffering a lot of the hardships that humanity has suffered forever. It's kind of it is the miracle and the mystery of even Christmas, that why would God take such the human form when the human form was not at all dignified? It was just yes. a smarter animal. And fossil fuels have elevated humanity in a really amazing way to a lifestyle of comfort and dignity more than anything else. And I did talk about being in the hospital and seeing the amount of amazing devices that were made from oil and gas and coal and between medicines and IV tubes and needles. You know, the finest point of needles, so you know, like a needle that you would sew with, but hollow because it obviously, you know, extracts blood or puts chemicals or medicine right into the blood system, all forged from coal. And it's amazing to think that when they discovered coal and realized you could heat it and it would burn and it would burn hot, eventually someone realized, well, what can we do with all that heat? And they thought, wow, look at all these things we can do with metal. And when they discovered gas, I don't think the folks who discovered oil, you know, Rockefeller back in the day, ever could imagine that we would one day make plastic IV tubes that we could attach to that very same needle that we could inject into someone and give them life-saving medicines, which also come from natural gas products.
Yeah.
And you look at the dignity that humanity has because of human ingenuity and obviously God's providence, but all from fossil fuels. And I guess the thesis of my op-ed is, what's the plan for getting rid of it? We always talk about getting rid of fossil fuels in the sense of electricity. Joe Biden, John Kerry, His Majesty the King, maybe we'll talk about him next segment. But all of them say we need to use wind and solar. Well, wind and solar only produce electricity. They do it very poorly, intermittently, very expensively. So they don't really produce electricity, but let's pretend they do. But that's all they do. And fossil fuels do so much more. What's the plan for it? And there is no plan.
That's right.
If you ask the question, the response is we need to get rid of fossil fuels. The COP28, which ended just a week and a half ago, that was the agreement. We will phase out all fossil fuels. Well, where do we get our needles and our IV tubes and our Tylenol and our laundry detergent and the millions of products? Where do we get the steel and the concrete for all these roads and bridges we're supposed to be building? I joke in the op-ed that here you have Pete Buttigieg with $1 trillion to build roads and bridges, Secretary Buttigieg of Transportation, and here you have the EPA administrator with $1 trillion trying to get rid of fossil fuels. And you say, well, Pete Buttigieg needs an awful lot of cement and steel if he's going to build roads and bridges. Maybe those two need to sit down and have a conversation and say, hey, wait a second. I'm supposed to spend money on steel and cement, and you're trying to get rid of steel and cement. Isn't that a nutshell of how the government works? So there's a lot to think about at Christmas. There's a lot to think about of the mystery of the birth of Christ. There's a lot to think about in all of these conversations, and fossil fuels is just another one. That we need to have
deeper, more robust conversations. That's why I love coming on your program and why talk radio is such an important format, because it allows us to have these deeper and more robust conversations and not the idiotic sound bites from our president and our vice president, who, by the way, tweeted a photo of herself cooking dinner at her gas stove. So they can't even tweet consistently, Beth Ann, let alone legislate consistently.
You know, they can't think ahead. They don't have this ability. What would you call it? They don't have common sense.
No.
So they can't perceive that this is what they're doing. I'm telling you not to, and I'm bragging that I'm here in front of my gas stove. I don't think she even realizes what it is. How much cooking do you think she really does anyway? Seriously.
Yeah, and this is the frustrating thing of when, and it is the ethos of Power the Future. It's why I started the organization. When the people who make the policy are so far removed from the people who have to live the policy. And I started it specifically for energy workers, but since Joe Biden has become president, we're all affected by energy, not just the workers. All of us are paying so much more for food and groceries and consumer goods because of war on energy and the disconnect between those who make policy and the rest of us, whether it's John Kerry, whether it's King Charles, whether it's Kamala Harris. They just don't understand the things that they are regulating out of existence and what the repercussions will be. My op-ed was the medical side, and I'm sure you have many doctors and nurses, but I could have written just as long an op-ed for your farmers who are listening to how many millions of farm products that are made from oil and gas and coal, from fertilizers and phosphates to troughs and gloves and barbed wire, all made from fossil fuels. The list goes on.
I was going to say, how about all that Christmas tinsel everybody's putting up, you know, all the little blingy and things, you know, and the clothing, the Christmas presents, everything you look at, the paper, the strings, the ribbons, everything has to have fossil fuel to exist. I made a lot of gifts, and you're going to get yours. You're going to be late because we're going to ship it later. But my husband made yours, and then I made a little something I'll send you too. But we made our gifts, but you still can't make your gifts. Mine are with fabric, hint, hint. And you can't make it without a sewing machine. Sewing machine's got to have that. You can't make the fabrics without fossil fuels. You just can't do it. So when they say they're going to get rid of it, you're right. They don't have a plan because they don't realize you're standing in front of a gas stove cooking. They really are that clueless, especially Kamala. That was an op. That was just a photo op that everybody goes, oh, yes. And I didn't see no pecan pie from her. Did you? I didn't see no pecan pie. Anyway, they made fun of Sarah Huckabee with Sanders with her pecan pie. Oh, she didn't make it. Yes, you did. All right, we're headed into break. We're going to talk about that king you were talking about. When we come back, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner, Power the Future. Go to powerthefuture.com. That's powerthefuture.com. We need CO2. We need fossil fuel to live. Don't let them tell you any different. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. animals. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are talking with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future today. We like to have him on a couple of times a month. At least more. We'd do more if he had the time, but he doesn't have the time. What you do is so important, Daniel.
Thank you.
And how you write, how your associates help you. And, you know, I watch you when I know you're going to be on different shows. I do try to watch them. I don't usually know ahead of time. But we're in trouble. And these people are just lying right and left, and I don't understand why people are buying. I don't really think people are buying it. They just don't know what to do about it. So let's talk about the king you were referring to here.
Yes.
It was a strange way to get into that one, wasn't it?
And I have to preface it by saying I am not at all anti-monarchist. I'm glad he's not my king. I think the role of the king of England in history, the monarchy, is important and fascinating. I think the monarchy is great. I watched the royal wedding. I watched the coronation. I am a fan of the monarchy from an outsider. I have to preface it with that. His Majesty was at COP28, where he told everyone to reduce their carbon footprint. He is now at his house in Sandringham, which is one of his many estates. I looked it up. Sandringham is on 20,000 acres, which is a good-sized piece of land, especially considering England is roughly the size of Virginia. 20,000 acres is even bigger than that.
Wow.
That's a big piece of land. It's got hundreds of servants. And Sandringham is a house that the royal family uses for 2 weeks of the year, and it's been their tradition since Queen Victoria. You go there for Christmas, and then today on Boxing Day is a big shoot. And then they will spend the next couple of days in sport, you know, pheasant hunting, duck hunting, whatever, and that's it. And then they go back to their other estates. And you look at this lovely royal tradition of having a Christmas estate. I'm sure you are at your Christmas estate right now. I know I'm at my Christmas estate that I only use for 2 weeks of the year. But you look at this tradition and you look at the king and you say, you gave us a speech where you told us all to reduce our carbon footprint for climate change. Are you going to just give up your Christmas estate? I mean, you only use it 2 weeks a year. It's 20,000 acres that could be turned over to the common good, right? Of course, I don't believe that. But what is the reduction of the king? And I'm sure the king would say, well, I can't reduce it. This is part of royal tradition, and I genuinely believe that. That is the job of monarchy, to preserve a lot of wonderful traditions and to elevate human existence into something to aspire to. I think they have their role. Again, glad he's not my king, but he does have his role. But what is he going to reduce for climate change? Why is it fall on the masses to reduce for climate change? Why does it fall on the regular folks? And it's the same attitude as the John Kerrys, as the Barack Obamas, all of whom have opulent estates, magnificent lifestyles, private planes, yachts, servants, some of whom mysteriously drown in the water. And if you ask investigations as to what happened, you're told to stop. No, we're not going to allow that FOIA had to go through. But that aside, why does climate change always fall on you and me? Why does it fall on the rest of us to say what we all have to do our part? And many times I have likened climate to COVID, and I've made it clear that just as in climate change, the rich and the elite and the powerful are exempt, in COVID, they were also exempt. Remember, 3 years ago, we were all doing socially distanced Christmases. But not Fauci, not Deborah Birx, not many governors and elected officials. The governor of New Mexico, Michelle Lujan Grisham, ordered stores to be opened up so that she could do her shopping. And she was caught. But she didn't socially distance. She had shopping to do, and she was the governor, and she made a few calls. And Nancy Pelosi got her hair cut. Gavin Newsom went to dinner. Right? They were exempt from the rules, but we are never exempted from the rules.
You know, it's goes back to the Scrooge thing, and that, you know, let them, you know, be done with it. Decrease the youth, the surplus population. Man, I used to listen to named Kent Hovind. They called him Dr. Dino. He got in trouble with the government because they didn't like what he was saying and doing. And he said, if it's crowded where you are, move.
Yeah.
Just move. It's not crowded. Well, it is about depopulation. They don't plan to eat bugs. They want you and I to eat bugs. They don't plan to turn their thermostats down. They're going to keep their thermostats where they want it, whether it's winter or summer. And Boxing Day, my understanding, you can correct me if I'm wrong, my understanding of Boxing Day came out of Europe, particularly in England, I believe. And it was... it was the day after Christmas when they gave some treats to their servants, and they boxed them up, and they had boxes of treats for their servants. So today is Boxing Day, America.
Yeah, and I did listen to the King's Christmas address, which, again, has been happening since the advent of radio. The monarch gives a Christmas address. And I understand what the King was trying to say about Christmas and about the earth. Again, I hate giving climate change the slightest religious baptism because it is a pagan belief. So I'm not going to, but I understand the king, who's a devotee, went down that road. But he also said something which is just fundamentally wrong, and I know you and your audience will understand this and agree with it, as a wonderful group of Christians that you are. He did talk about conflict around the world and the birth of Christ and how he said the message of Christ, that to do unto others is a universal truth that we can all understand, we can all share. And I thought, no, Your Majesty, that is what we would call post-Christianity. It is not a universal belief. It is a Christian belief. And I've been talking to some friends online about this who also saw it and said, there is no Muslim precept to do unto others. There is no Jewish precept to do unto others. And so when you take a fundamentally Christian tenet and say, well, everyone agrees with this, actually we don't. Christians agree with it, and we've come to accept that this is the way the world is because we live in a fundamentally Christian world, that sometimes we realize values only come from God and our belief, and if we just sort of paganize them to say everyone thinks the same way, no, they don't at all. And so you would think that as the head of the Church of England, he would understand that.
You'd think so.
That was a little disappointing. Yeah, it was very disappointing. That is just fundamentally incorrect.
They took a pretty big hit from Hitler in World War II, and I don't think Hitler had that analogy.
No.
And we know that Hamas doesn't have that analogy.
No. No other religion has that analogy.
It's not. You're absolutely correct about that. And,
It's where post-Christian thought is dangerous because we begin to think, well, of course there should be dialogue. Of course there should be peace. Of course there should be respect for human life and dignity. Those are fundamentally Christian, and we are so imbued in 2,000 years, especially as descendants of Europe, 2,000 years of Christian belief that we begin to think everyone thinks this way, but they don't.
And the other falsehood is saying, well, I think people are generally good. No, they're not. They're not generally good. They're generally like Hamas. They're generally bad. The only thing that makes us good is to have Christ in us. And even then, it's a battle because we still battle ourselves. We still battle with that sin nature that we were born with. And that's why we had that baby in a manger who went to the cross and resurrected. And, you know, it's a complete story, but it's only Christian. Others do not believe this way. And you're absolutely correct. You caught him dead on. You caught him dead on. We're headed into another break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner. Power of the future. Climate change is a lie. What are we going to do about it? Let's talk about 2024, Daniel, when we come back. What can we do? We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients. 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and it is the final segment of today's show. It feels like Monday, but it's really Tuesday because Christmas was yesterday, and next year it'll be on Wednesday because we're in a leap year. This will be a leap year in 2024. So what do you see? I see a lot of trouble ahead. That's what I see. But what can we do to bring some common sense? We just have to keep talking, don't we?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What do you think?
And that's what's so important about your radio program and other radio programs out there is just keep talking and keep these issues to the forefront. I'd love to think people could get a hold of their elected officials and ask them the really tough questions. Mm-hmm. Many times I've mentioned how town halls used to be a regular occurrence of elected officials. That's what you did when you left D.C. and you were back in your district or in the state. You went to a civic center, a Rotary Club, a high school gym, and you talk to your constituents. And ever since COVID, we've canceled that practice. And no one, Republican or Democrat, no one wants to do it. No one wants to stand there and take questions from the audience and be held to account for votes or questions or anything. One of the main leaders of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest at Standing Rock a few years ago, one of the very big and very violent protests to stop building the Dakota Access Pipeline, one of the main leaders, a woman who's Cherokee by birth, was just confirmed to be a federal court judge.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course she is, because that's who Joe Biden appoints. And who nominated her? Two Republican senators from Oklahoma, James Lankford and Mark Wayne Mullen, both of whom I like, both of whom glowing credentials. We are so proud to nominate a Cherokee woman to be a judge. And you want to scratch your head and say, I can't ever remember Elizabeth Warren nominating a Federalist Society judge or a former Christian ministry lawyer who became a – I can't ever remember a Democrat crossing lines like that to say, hey, putting aside all the politics, I am thrilled. Do you think Elizabeth Warren would wholeheartedly support you? Actually, I won't use Elizabeth Warren. I'll use your former senator, Claire McCaskill. Do you think if Joe Biden nominated you to be anything – if Donald Trump nominated you, Beth Ann, for anything – Claire McCaskill would glowingly write about how she's proud this daughter of Missouri is. No, she would do everything in her power to stop you because she hates your politics. And you hear our Republican senators nominating the head of the Standing Rock protests, violent protests, because why? That's the future. So how do we fix things? Fix things by, if there are any Oklahoma listeners, contacting your senators and say, could you just walk me through your rationale? Why are you wholeheartedly supporting the enemy?
Well, let me explain something about Claire McCaskill, because I never have been a fan of hers. She was in trouble. A member of her family was in trouble because they had some fraud going on with nursing homes back in the day. And she also had a family member that got lots of government money for putting up windmills on property. So, she's not a good person. She's not, she's one of these. I worry, Daniel, that all of these people, I know, I'm hoping, I'm praying that there are a handful that aren't, but they're all on the dole. They're all getting something. And it worries me. And I was listening to Greg Kelly, who's read Cheney's book, and Cheney's talking about the, and so did Margaret Taylor Greene, but in a different way. Cheney was proud of it. Margaret Taylor Greene says it's a problem. The Pentagon is involved in elections. The Pentagon is involved more than they should be in our government. And I worry about that because Congress is all in on that, except for Margaret Taylor Greene. Anyway, she said she's not invited to their parties.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, and unsurprising when you look at the size of the contracts that go out, whether it's military, whether it's big green, whether it's pharmaceutical world. I mean, the government, when you're spending $6 trillion a year, someone is getting rich. You and I clearly aren't. Small town farmers aren't.
No.
But someone is, and so it makes total sense their industries are heavily involved in, you know, that I don't know the solution, and it's easy to criticize, and I am criticizing. I don't know the solution, and I don't know how to fix the problem, but I know it is a huge problem when you have this much money being spent in elections and the government writes this much money in checks. I believe in freedom. I believe in free speech. I believe in free markets.
Yes,
something
we don't have
is
that.
Being very, very corrupted, and I don't know what the answer is.
I do believe that silence is not the answer. We have to keep pointing it out. And there are days, pretty much every day, and I'm going to make a confession here to my audience, that I feel like I talk too much about D.C. and I've lost my rural touch. But when everything they're doing is affecting land ownership and property rights, I feel like I kind of have to talk about it. And climate change is about taking property away from the American people. Look what they're doing with their CO2 pipelines they're burying. I haven't seen the protests on that like we did against the oil ones. Where's that judge on that? You know, that new judge, little Cherokee girl. Where's her protest on that? We haven't seen it because they're making money on it.
Absolutely. And those issues just get completely brushed, aside. And it is a huge problem for the authenticity of our democracy to work. And I'm not positive what the solution is, but it's one of those things we should be discussing.
Absolutely.
It's one of those things that is worthy of a national conversation,
and
whether
I think
it's climate, whether it's all these other issues.
It's the solution for liberty, not the solution for climate change, because that's just there. It's not a problem.
Yeah,
you know, it's just not a problem at all. And if they quit doing what they're doing today, we would see no difference other than maybe freedom.
Mr. Ramaswamy, who I'm still very intrigued by, I'm not positive if I believe him, but he talks about cutting D.C. to 75% of D.C. he wants to fire president. That's how we get back to talking about small town issues, is when 75% of D.C. doesn't tell us what to do with our land and with our guns and with our property. Then we can get back to our small town issues. So I do love that he's willing to throw out such a bold number, because we do need D.C. to be a lot smaller than it is.
And we need to have those conversations, like you said, not like Kamala says. She likes to say we need to have that conversation. But we do need to talk seriously about property rights and land rights and what's going on. We need to talk seriously about the hoax of climate change and what it, how it's affecting all the rest of us, but not the elites. John Kerry's doing fine. Obama's doing fine. Biden's are doing fine. And I still say they're not protecting Biden. They're protecting them all. And it's a mess. But I appreciate you, and I thank you so much for all that you do, and I can't ever wait for you to come back. Maybe you can come back and give us an update on Friday. Appreciate you so much, Daniel. God bless you for supporting the show. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've had Daniel Turner, Power the Future. Go to powerthefuture.com or just go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on the lightning bolt. And let's work together to bring America home.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.